Do you ever feel despondent when you pray? Have your children burdened you unknowingly by their demands? As a parent, you feel the daily weight of supporting your family, and you find great fulfillment in knowing your children's needs are met and that they are content. But one of the most disheartening things for them, intentionally or unintentionally, is to make you feel like a failure for not providing something they have their hearts set on. Your children should be old enough to understand that they can't have everything they want, yet here they are insisting on something. And here you are feeling like a failure because you can't provide it. Sometimes your children do and say things that affect you at the basic gut level. Moses felt like a failure because he despaired of living. Have you ever felt that way? Thank God he doesn't answer when you pray in times of discouragement. Instead, God looks upon your emotions, sees the problem, and sends a solution. Now, God is not going to send you 70 people to help you parent your children, but then again, you're not living in the desert with a couple of million dependents like Moses was. But God will send a solution that matches your problem. Sometimes your children may act in this way. Instead of praying for God to supply something they long for and having the patience to wait until He does, or learning to be content without it, your children complain. But you will collapse under the burden if you try to carry them in your bosom by giving them everything they want. More often than not, the solution is found in praying that your children will accept Paul's advice. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether living in plenty or in want. Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12. Lord, there are times when I identify with what Moses was praying. I have allowed my children to place unreasonable burdens and expectations upon me. I have nearly burned out trying to fulfill these non-essential demands. But I wasn't meant to carry such burdens. You are our provider, and if you haven't provided something they want, they will have to learn to do without it. Help them to be grateful for what they do have and to know what they can and cannot expect. In Jesus' name, amen.